USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Authorities in Maine announced Friday night that suspected mass shooter Robert Card had been found dead near Lisbon Falls from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot. Mike Sawchuk, who is the commissioner of the Maine Department of Safety, said when the shooting happened, police responded quickly.
At spare time, a minute after those initial officers respond, eight more are there. But now we're saying now everybody's starting to roll in about the same time.
All the victims' identities have been confirmed. Among them, the youngest was 14 years old, while the oldest was 76. Robert Card, a 40-year-old U.S. Army reservist, is accused of perpetrating the deadly attack, resulting in the loss of 18 lives and injuries to 13 other individuals in a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston, Maine. The FDA is releasing a safety advisory for six states regarding a potentially tainted batch of oysters. Harvested earlier this month, they were distributed in Florida, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency discovered salmonella and E. coli in the oysters. While Future Seafoods has not yet initiated a recall, the FDA is strongly recommending restaurants dispose of these oysters. Another Democrat is throwing their hat into the presidential race.
Are you running for president?
I am. I have to.
That is Minnesota Congressman, Democrat Dean Phillips, sitting down with CBS News, announcing he's running for president.
I think President Biden has done a spectacular job for our country,
challenging Joe Biden in the primary.
But it's not about the past. This is an election about the future.
Phillips announcing in Concord, New Hampshire.
I will not sit still. I will not be quiet in the face of numbers that are so clearly saying that we're going to be facing an emergency next November.
I'm Laura Winters.
Walmart and Aldi are reducing prices on Thanksgiving foods this year. Walmart CEO stated they're working to offset inflation by lowering prices on various food items, building on previous investments. Aldi is also cutting prices on over 70 holiday food products, with potential reductions of up to 50%, and both retailers plan to maintain these lower prices until the end of the year. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The recent mass shooting in Maine has revived discussions surrounding assault weapons.
President Biden asserts it underscores the necessity for a ban, but many Republicans remain unconvinced. Senator John Cornyn of Texas emphasized the importance of preventing individuals with mental illness from accessing weapons.
It's not the gun itself that is the problem, because in the hands of a law-abiding person, they're not a threat to public safety.
In Maine, military authorities report that the suspected gunman began exhibiting erratic behavior in mid-July. The state has a yellow flag law in place, mandating both a medical assessment and sworn testimony from police or a family member to temporarily remove someone's firearms. I'm John Schaefer.
Mike Pence has dropped out of the race for the 2024 U.S. presidential election as the former vice president struggled to mobilize support and boost flagging poll numbers. In a surprise announcement during a speech at a Republican-Jewish coalition event on Saturday, Pence said he had decided to suspend his campaign effective today. Pence's withdrawal could mark the start of a winnowing of the contenders, with several candidates still polling in the single digits behind Donald Trump, the clear front runner with more than 50% support, and Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor in second place on 14%. Pence has just 3.8% support in the Republican primary race. Rising inflation is casting a spooky spell on Halloween, causing a 7% surge in celebration costs this year. The main contributor to this increase is the higher prices of candy, which have jumped by 37% compared to a decade ago in 2013. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.